This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim McNamara, MCNAMARI. I'm the Chief of Police here at the Village of Depew. I'm going to make a brief statement. I ask that you hold all comments until the end, and then I'll leave you some time for questions. Okay? Yesterday, May 7th, about 18-15 hours, the Depew Police Dispatch took several calls for a female that was shot in the chest. Officers responded to 5165 Broadway, that's D&L Plaza in front of the Dollar Tree there, and officers located a 20-year-old female that had been shot several times. They immediately started life-saving measures, and they continued that on until Lancaster Volunteer Ambulance Corporation arrived, at which point they took over the life-saving measures, and they transported the victim to ECMC, Erie County Medical Center, where she is currently in stable condition. Evidence at the scene led the officers to an address on Main Street in the Village of Depew. So out of abundance of caution, Lancaster Special Weapons and Tactics Unit was contacted, and they responded. Through careful negotiations for several hours, they ultimately had the subject exit the apartment and took him into custody safely. Transferred his custody to the Depew Police Department, at which point we had him arraigned in the town of Cheektowaga by Judge Stevens, where he was remanded to a juvenile detention facility. 17-year-old male was charged with attempted murder, assault first, and petty larceny. Are there any questions?
Were the two, the victim and the suspect, known to each other?
It's an ongoing investigation at this time where we can't speak to that matter.
Was he found to have weapons inside of that apartment?
So there were no weapons located in the apartment. However, today our evidence team was out and we canvassed the area and we located the handgun that we believe was involved in the incident.
Was the victim an employee?
Victim was an employee of the Dollar Tree.
What's that? Are you releasing her name yet?
We are not.
And what is her condition?
She's in stable condition.
Where is that ECMC?
Erie County Medical Center.
Where was the weapon located?
I can't disclose it at this time.
Where did the petty larceny charges come from? Did he steal something from the store and then she tried to prevent him outside?
That is not the case, but I cannot reveal any more about that at this time.
You called it an isolated incident.
Correct.
Can you further elaborate? I think people are worried there was this very public murder or attempted murder.
There is no further concern to the public in regards to this incident. This incident was contained with the individuals that were involved.
Was anyone else inside of the apartment while he was in there? We've been hearing there was concern there may have been someone else in there.
There were two young children that were evacuated prior to.
Was the 17-year-old a student at any local school?
I don't have that information.
The two children that were in there, was he the one who let them go? Can you elaborate on the situation there?
Through fantastic negotiations by the Lancaster negotiating team, the two individuals, the two small children, exited the apartment. He did not hinder them exiting. I don't believe he assisted either, but I really don't know.
Can you speak to, are we calling it a standoff, a negotiation? How would you characterize it?
I would characterize it as a barricaded subject. That was resolved through negotiations.
And how long did that last again?
Approximately 3 hours.
Can you talk about that scene last night? We were there, we saw a Homeland Security vehicle there, Town of Lancaster Police, Village of Depew Police. Who was there and what went into that kind of communication between departments?
So the Village of Depew was the lead agency. However, we work very closely in Erie County and Niagara and Western New York with our law enforcement partners. Lancaster, as soon as we have an incident of this nature, Lancaster, Cheektowaga, the Sheriff's Department, Buffalo, you name it, we come to assist. So Lancaster was there from the start to assist us with this. And then when we needed more resources, we contacted their department and they were more than willing to assist.
Where on the victim's body did they suffer the gunshot wounds?
I can't speak to that at this time.
Do you have the ages of the small children?
I do not.
Is there video evidence? Are you still canvassing for video?
Again, it's an ongoing investigation, so we're still looking. In fact, if anybody in the public has any information, we'd love for them to contact us.
Can you speak, to the seriousness of this crime?
Well, it's an attempted murder and involves a gun. So obviously we had a gun in the hands of a 17-year-old who does not have a permit for this weapon. It's very serious, and someone almost lost their life.
That being said, him being 17, do you think the charges will change? Would it ever go from juvenile to potentially adult charges? Could he be charged as an adult?
That'll be a decision made by the Erie County District Attorney's Office, District Attorney Keene. We have full confidence in their abilities to prosecute this case, and we'll assist them in however they need.
What's this plaza like? Do you typically experience issues there? I mean, should people be concerned when they're just trying to go get a meal or go to the Dollar Tree? What's this area like?
This area is a great area. I happen to frequent that plaza myself daily for lunch. So no, there should not be those type of concerns. And I can tell you that our community rose to the challenge at this time and assisted us immensely in having a successful resolution to this.
Has this 17-year-old been known to law enforcement in the past? Have there been run-ins before?
I can't speak to that.
What was the address of the place in Main Street? Did you say that?
We're not disclosing that at this time.
How many residences were there? Was it an apartment building?
It's an apartment building.
When will you be releasing the name of the 20-year-old victim?
That'll be in conjunction with the district attorney's office and victims advocate groups and the victim, actually. So,
what's your message to the public? A lot of chatter online about this. What would you want to say to them?
I want to say that there is no ongoing concern. This incident has been resolved at this time.
Would you say that, getting this person to come out of the apartment, did it go as well as it could have? I mean, was this kind of best case scenario? It doesn't seem that anyone got hurt. So
I think it's a credit to the Lancaster, the Village of Depew Police Department and the Lancaster Police Department, and specifically the Lancaster Special Weapons and Tactics Unit.
Can you talk about the scale of those officers? I mean, we saw a drone out there last night. We saw full body armor. The teamwork that had to go into a successful negotiation like that. Can you speak to that?
I can tell you that teamwork started decades ago. Those teams train together on a regular basis. We communicate and we work together to patrol the division on a regular basis. So we didn't meet for the first time last night. It takes a great effort. And we continued practice together.
Are there any special tools like that drone or like the armored vehicle that was down there that help you guys solve these sort of situations?
The drones are invaluable. They give us views of areas that we can't necessarily get into safely. The armored vehicle allows us to encroach upon a place that we wouldn't normally be able to get to safely, and then allows us then to use negotiations. And, truthfully, negotiations resolve 98% of all these type of situations safely.
Can you talk about that, how he surrendered, right? They didn't grab him.
Correct.
What did they say? What finally did it?
Yeah, they communicated with him. What we called loud hailing, they communicated him through. He had opened up a window, and they communicated with him, and he came out peacefully, and they took him into custody.
Was that his home where he took him into custody?
I can't speak to that at this time. Last question.
Did he have any relation to those young children that were in the house?
I can't speak to that.
When was the last time the SWAT team was called in Depew? I can't think of.
I would say that this is the second time this year.